Morning, guys. Welcome back to the project, Project Jira. Rishiv here, the podcast, video podcast. And, you know, how's your day? Right? We said we start things a little bit differently. Oh, that's a weird ass smile. How's your day going? You know, what's your main highlight the past 24 hours? What is the main frustration? You can vent it on the comments again over on YouTube, because I realize now Spotify or whatever podcast platform just won't allow you for the most part to leave your comments. But again, we'd love to hear your story. So, main highlight of the day in the past 24 hours, what's the worst thing that probably could have happened and how did you deal with it? Or maybe if you didn't, you can just sort of vent and just share some relatable stories. Love to hear what's been going down. And the last important thing is, of course, this topic here for today is, of course, we're transitioning still on from security items and so on and so forth. So third question to ask, if you can leave in the comments, of course, is, and you just tell me about, you know, in this particular topic, and you can look forward to it. It's basically the past two episodes we covered security gear very vaguely. It was like maybe three episodes beforehand. We covered some gear like what I'm wearing right now, anti-theft garments, something that I received from Amazon, okay, basically. And then we did a product unboxing and adjustments and stuff like that, as well as laundry. Afterwards, the previous two episodes focused on security, such as like cybersecurity. We're talking about anti-malware, antiviral software. We talked about, you know, we got basically day in the life, right? For what I've been doing recently, which is, again, slice of life, our in real life, slice of life put together, just kind of the daily remedial responsibilities and so on and so forth. And just a bit of like a lo-fi ASMR version of that. So, we're going to move on with that tangent. What else do we use security software to protect? And obviously, the first episode of that, probably like 48 hours ago, had to do with finances. We're still going on that trend right now, but more focused on identity. So if you have any Gmail accounts, Office accounts, Microsoft Office, any sort of online subscriptions, that's kind of what I'm doing right now. And you can see on the bottom right and the top right here, the two interfaces. Top one is if this then that. Bottom one there is an email. Both of them happened just like right now. I just took care of those literally 45 minutes right before I, not 45, like 10 minutes right before I started this video. That's what I was working on. So it should be exciting, should be interesting. And there's also something to do with more like the identity, right? Like I said, identity theft. There's an account here that I'm logged into. I will say it's not necessarily my account. It's an account that I helped someone else set up because I was the caregiver for about 2 years for somebody else. Just say a biological mother. And so it's logged in, right? And it's very important, of course, that we have, you know, sometimes, I guess nowadays, like it's crazy, right? In 2023, you guys don't necessarily need to have, if you have a PC, antiviral software, because Microsoft Defender is already really, really good as is, or not Defender, but now Microsoft Security Essentials. Okay, so we're just going to run through stuff that we've had to make sure we protect. And the first thing will be business. The second thing will be that account. So the first thing will be the most recent purchase, which is if this and that has to do with that. I just realized I had to do that, so we'll cover some updates about if this and that, and my purchase of the pro subscription plan, because I usually don't do stuff like this. And second words will be the business plan, I mean the business focused on nutritional products. And the third will be identity on Google, the Google account. So you would use, of course, you would make sure you have cybersecurity for all these reasons. First one here we're going to cover, and right here is on the side here. And for the record, I didn't want to do this video today, but I woke up 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours late. It happens. Came home way too late yesterday. Something happened at the library, but I'm not going to cover it. It's like, yeah, anyways, yeah, stuff happens in the public. So here's on the very top, and maybe I should switch over to display scene for a moment. Nah, let's just keep it here, man. Who cares? So the very top here, we have if this, that. Automatically share your videos to Facebook page. Every time you start a new stream on Twitch, you post a message to Discord, all that stuff. Now you can see that there's a real, I was really unhappy about this yesterday because I woke up to finding out that if this and that is not working for a lot of the posting. And then I took a look at my Twitter account and realized, no, I hate Twitter, but I mean, it is something that it's for business. So for business, all right, that's cool. And basically it's been, my profile's been dead for at least a week and a half because I didn't realize they sent emails to my email account to notify me only about a week beforehand that the free subscription plan is it's not really a subscription, right? The free plan is basically going to drop down from 5 to 2 applets. So that's pretty useless if you can't tell. Let's switch over to the larger screen here for a moment. We have a privacy graphic there. So long story short, if you're a free user of this and that, anything that, well, goes above 2 applets, it's going to get cut off. And more importantly, most of those applets now, the biggest change, I would say, is that, and this I can't even blame if this and that, not that I should be blaming them in the first place, it's all just like banter and stuff, but again, it's really just banter, I'm serious, but it does suck, okay, and it probably doesn't suck because of this and that, it probably sucks because of Twitter, with Elon and stuff like that. We all knew what he was trying to do to reshape the company. I know Elon's not trying to, I don't think he's even head anymore, but the point is, Twitter now is no longer allowed for free users on IFT. So if there's any applets you have for Twitter, this is a recent update. Okay, shit, this is gonna take us a whole video, isn't it? You will, let's do that. All right, if that's the case, I'm gonna hop over to this display here. I'm gonna swap this over and switch the browser that's on display for this, and hop over to my applets and get rid of the privacy graphic. So long story short, right? If you want to use Twitter using IFT, you want to connect Twitter and have it as your main profile or use the functions that it does have, all the functionality, you're going to have to subscribe to a pro plan, which, you know, let's go through that right now. And it's actually not that expensive. I'm just showing you right now my applets here. You can see I have about 22 applets, 24 it says. Only 2 are on. Previous to this, the first 5 here, I think, were ones that were turned on. No, not the first 5. I can tell they rearranged the order of these the moment they shut off your applets. Long story short, I had one for Spotify, one for Facebook, one for Discord, you know, one for Twitch. And when I say one for each, I mean, there's actually relationships, right? So it's actually, if I say 5 applets, that means there's a relationship between these, at least would be probably like 10 different platforms, right? For example. Cross connected. Anyways, I don't have to show everything here exactly, but you can see every time you start a new stream on Twitch, pass a message to Discord if a new episode of Spotify podcast is released, post a tweet on Twitter, which is off now. And you can see now, what I was alarmed with, you can see this little pro box on the very bottom right of these applets here. And that got me going yesterday. I was like, fuck, I gotta take care of another thing again because I just made so many payments and I'm a little tight on budget right now. So I don't really want to be paying so much stuff. But, you know, it's good timing because just about a couple weeks ago, I finally finished. It's a couple weeks already. Time's so fast, dude. Time flies, man. Because I just finished a spreadsheet for income tax, which is what we'll also cover here in light detail. Because, surprise, surprise, if you make a purchase on Spotify on IFT, you have to record that now over on our business expenses. So, I'm not going to show you all my applets. I'm just going to close it right now. Move this over to this side here. You can see my profile page after I uploaded the Pro, after I subscribed to Pro Plus or whatever. Not Pro Plus. Pro Plus is like more expensive. So I should mention how much it costs. So for those, this is an IFT update, I guess. This video has changed, converted completely into an IFT this and that update. That's fine. That's how Slice of Life works, right? And there's still music and it's still ASMR. But long story short, this cost... like I always think it's cheaper, and I have to adjust my mind because it's US dollars, I'm pretty sure, but it's $40.80, and that's roughly comes down to, they say, $3 and like $3.60 per month. So it's really cheap. But of course, keep in mind that's in USD. So anywhere across the world. So for me, in my country, that would be, you know, probably the rate is probably going rate is like the foreign currency conversion is like 1.35, I believe, at this current point. Our economy is always kind of below the younger brother. Anyways, I gave some hints away, right? Younger brother. The point is basically it should be about $55 for me, I'm assuming. 55, and it's on the spreadsheet here. I will not show you, obviously, my income tax spreadsheet. That's pretty much private, 100%. And then, you know, you apply the foreign currency conversion and you apply the taxes. So if it's $40 roughly, then it's 55 after conversion. And then on tax, on top of that, it's probably like for me, it's like 13%. So probably like 65. So that you can see how it just went up incrementally. And so roughly, I would say give or take, that's about like $7 a month for, you know, six shitty math. Like $5 a month, $5, $6. And yeah, you know, that's not a bad deal because honestly, in my country, still working at minimum wage, you can make that in half an hour. So I don't have a lot to complain about. It's just the hassle of having to record this shit as a new entry on my income tax spreadsheet, which, good news, I have that finished for not just the previous year, but for the next year. So now it's very easy and streamlined and I feel really good. But that took weeks of frustration and yeah. Anyways, that's that. So here's the profile, of course, pro account, and show the password, but the password is protected as usual. And we can probably close this. Honestly, we don't really need to have this here anymore. What I will do is hop on over to Twitter here and showcase the fact that yes, you can see here the updates stopped as of May 23rd. And you know, so that's what that has to do with. And I can see I was a little shocked, you know, because it means that I probably had more. I'm looking at the follower account. I usually don't pay attention to numbers like this because it's what the hell do followers mean on Twitter anyways. But it surprises me that I probably did have more follower account than this. And I usually think of myself having like two-digit follower accounts, but I almost broke past the third. So that was like a little motivational, inspirational kind of that's barely inspirational. It's anti-inspirational. It's anti-inspirational. But you know, it was that threshold. It's like, oh, we made just three digits, you know. It's kind of interesting. It's just a milestone. Anyways, long story short, you can see everything stopped on May 23rd. I checked the hashtags to see see how they perform once in a while, but that's usually once a month. And you can see that's why I completely fell off my radar, that if this and that had cut off those services. So I can close this now. Should mention also that I rebranded a little bit here, but I don't think it's that important. Maybe I'll close this. Yeah, it's fine. We'll close this. Slice of Life RL. That's why we were here as well. We rebranded the thing, so maybe I'll leave it open. But if this and that, we can close this. And let's see if I can show you anything else. I would love to, but I'm a little worried. Let me pause the video for a second. Right, so it's a good thing I paused it because I was able to close it on video, but I'm not supposed to because I have to activate my apps again. So maybe we can do that right now as a sample. So if your new episode on Spotify podcast is released, then post an image with tweet. So we're going to connect it. And you can see here, there's activity here. Connected April 10th, 2023. The last activity was May 23rd, exactly when they said they announced the update that free plans do not get more than two applets. Before it was five. So you can see it's run 36 times, and if you go, you can click on check now and view activity, and you'll see all the activity. Not going to do that. Let's see if we can connect it. What? Pro Plus. What the fuck is Pro Plus? Yo. You know what this means? This probably means that you have to upgrade to the next plan. I'm kind of beating my ass right now. Oh. In other words, you have to go to the second tier plan. It just said $80. I just clicked on that. Let's just go there again, click and connect, and it says $80, $40. So that's double. So you probably have to pay about $12 in my country, so about $120 after conversion, after tax, $120 to get access to. I'm assuming it's not the number of applets. What this sounds like to me is that Twitter requires you to be on a second tier plan. And this makes a lot of sense because if you think back to the update to the, what was it? Not the update, the vision of Elon Musk joining Twitter was to cut down on the bots. Now, whether he's still head of or CEO of Twitter or not, doesn't really matter. What does matter is that he was on a mission. The man was on a fucking mission to Mars. No pun intended. Unintended, of course. He was on a mission to cut down on the bots. He said he was like complaining about what 15% of Twitter are all bots, and this would be the perfect way to cut down on bots. To go to IFT, a major platform like IFT that allows people to basically automate their tweets, which is basically what I've been doing, and then require a very expensive plan for it. So that's fucked. Anyway, so I noticed it's about 15-16 minutes and I have to at least I can showcase this. I made a mistake. The good news is that I didn't get billed yet because I'm still on the free trial. So I have roughly 7 days or a week to reconsider whether or not I'm going to continue using IFT for the tweets or not. And I'll have to reconsider this because it's quite expensive now. It's not going to be the $60 I thought after tax and conversion. Is going to be $120. It's going to be double that. I don't think I'm going to do it, but at the same time, I have so many video podcasts to upload, and I would like them to receive some basic attention. So at least, not even that, just, it's not about necessarily the post right now. It's just about, the most important part is just to make sure that profile is active. I can't have the profile going dead. So I have to find some way to automate and post regularly. And I don't want to make my own posts because my own posts are shit. I don't want to copy and paste. I don't want to do that either because that's very time consuming. So in the interest of saving time, there's a very real consideration to be made. Like, I have a real argument for actually just making a purchase of $120 with IFT, especially because it's 20 apps right on the Pro plan, and it's going to be even more with the Pro Plus. And then you can tie together like 5 different apps and use their like AI integrations or whatever, I don't know. So there's a real consideration to be had. I'm going to have to think about this. I'm not going to decide on the video, of course. What I do want to do before I leave this video is I'm going to hop over and switch over to the different browser. And, oh shit. For a moment. Okay, there we go. I made a mistake there. We'll hop over to this for a moment and we'll pause. I pause. I just want to showcase at the very bottom. So we talked about the applet limit up there. Reaching limits. So now I want to cover the fact that we had to go over to income taxes, and we received an email. We'll have to talk about this in the next video because we don't have time in this one, but it's related to another business, right? I have one project, and then that was the project, and then I have the business which actually pays money. So we're gonna hop over to the other mail account here, and I want to showcase the email. So I'm going to hop over back and get rid of the privacy graphic so you can see here for a moment. So right here, if this and that, welcome to Pro. If this and that helps everything work better together as Pro, you create 20 applets and so on and so forth. And that was just right now as I received this email. I didn't get a billing invoice because they didn't charge me. They won't charge me until a week later. If I continue to use the plan. That's what will happen. I'm going to put on the privacy graphic for a moment, and then I'm going to showcase right here. So I want to figure out what the hell is going on, right? So I went over to the main page here and take out the privacy graphic once again. Just wanted to make sure that there was anything too spicy to show, which there isn't. So here's my Gmail account. This is an account that right now I have on search. That's why it's only filtered to IFT. As a result, you're not seeing a whole bunch of different emails, and that's why I figured it's all right. I also checked and vaguely see that there's nothing here showing that's too important. Long story short, I wanted to see what the hell's going on, and you can see here during the search, I pulled up and the top three emails here have to do with how, for example, the first seven, changes to your free account and Twitter access. Final reminder, your Twitter applets will be disconnected, and then finally, your applets were disconnected. And the dates here are May 17th, 22nd, and 26th, all in May. So let's just click here, right? Right, from if mail and if. So starting on May 23rd, all free users will be limited to applets. We hope you understand the change designed to help support them. Basically, what they're saying is they're not making enough money, or actually they probably are making enough money, but they want to, you know, fuck us over. I'm kidding. They don't really want to fuck us over. But I'm pretty sure, you know, I think it's very reasonable. I do think it's reasonable. I don't think it's reasonable to have Twitter be on a second tier plan, but I do think it's quite reasonable to have the free plan limited to down only two, and that you have to pay for five applets. I think that's very fair, to be honest, because the pricing for that actually is reasonable. It's only about $6 in my country, or $4 US. But I don't like the second tier plan at all with regards to Twitter. Anyway, that's just a pit. That's just an opinion piece. But this is your final reminder that free accounts will not have access to Twitter access after 2023. Users upgrade will be able to maintain all their outlets and continue to use them without interruption. Any additional outlets being connected, disconnected. Understand it's a challenging update to receive. Decision was not made lightly. I think that's fair. If this then that has kind of marketed itself for a long time now as a... They've been a very, very generous company, let's just say. That's added to why I'm not anywhere angry at the company itself. It's more about how annoying the hassle is and how expensive on a personal level this is going to be for me. But we are writing to let you know that three apps are disconnected. So try Pro. And the sad part is it's not just try Pro for me, because I'm using it for Twitter. I'll have to use Pro Plus. Or will I? I don't know. I'll come to a decision. And I'll come to a decision. With that being said, this is a fucking long ass video because it was a new update and I didn't have everything organized. So as a result, this is a 23 minute video, it seems. It's okay. I'll leave it like this and then we're gonna leave right now. So thanks for tuning in to another video podcast, and let's just hop on over. By the way, next one of course is, obviously, I made a purchase, right? I did say I made a purchase, or I thought I made a purchase. I didn't, because of the whole thing having to do with privacy and a week trial, week free trial. So what to look forward to in the next one is I'm gonna hop over to mail, and in fact I can hop over right now and showcase my OneDrive account. It didn't show too much, but long story short, over here in too small for you to make out anything, which is good. Basically, we have like receipts and documents for business expenses, as well as for the project expenses, and I've logged them all here. And this is open because I want access to my spreadsheet that compiles and separates the business expenses between the nutritional business and then this podcasting project. Okay, so that's what that's all about, and that's why it's open here. And then I actually opened a spreadsheet, which again I will not show you, obviously. I opened a spreadsheet, I did some data entry and put in how expensive it was, or cheap it was, and now I realize it is expensive. It's going to be about $120 if I decide to go through with it. Just by worst case scenario, I tend to just input the expenses in anticipation of that purchase, so I'm probably going to just change the value, but on Microsoft Excel spreadsheet or whatever, or Google Sheets, and you're going to use whatever platform you want to use, QuickBooks maybe, I don't know. I have the entry there for about 40, 80 before tax and conversion, afterwards 55, and then 60 something, 70 I think. And so now it's going to be 140, I believe. So I'm going to make that change off video, obviously, but that's that. So that's why this year, I'm going to leave this here until I get that ready. And yeah, so thanks for tuning in. See you guys in the next one. And again, that will cover some stuff I need to do. You don't have the time for that. I don't know. Oh, well. All right. So leave your stuff in the comments. I'll read them all the comments and the posts. Yeah. See you guys there. Peace. Signing out.